بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In this second tape for الدرس الخامس, meaning lesson number 5, in this second recording, I want to go through the textbook for lesson 5, the textbook of تدريبات for lesson 5, and read the lesson, the dialogue that's there, and then go through the questions and answers. And as we do that, I'll mention the meanings of what we come across. And also when we come across question and answers, I'll try at times to, if it's possible, to mention more than one answer to the question, such that you at home, when you go through these question and answers, you can try different answers as well and have a look and see how more than one answers can be possible. And also it will give you more exposure to Arabic language and to listening to Arabic language and thinking about Arabic as well, or thinking in Arabic. Now, before you proceed with this recording, I would recommend you to first listen to the other one of Ad-Dars Al-Khamis, which is the explanation of the fifth lesson, because in the recording that was done before this of Ad-Dars Al-Khamis, it was about a 52-minute recording, and therein I explained about 7 main principles of Arabic language that are introduced in this lesson, in the fifth lesson. So if you go through that one and understand those, that would help you to understand what we are doing in question and answers here, because there's no point in repeating it here again. So the explanation of the principles will be in the recording that was done before, whereas in this one I'll go through what's in the textbook with questions as well as their answers and more than one answers, such that this would serve as a practice to the student, whereas the one before would serve as a theory and explanation of the theory. In Ad-Dars Al-Khamis, in the book, in the Tadribat book of Al-Mustawa Al-Awwal, meaning level 1, in Ad-Dars Al-Khamis, meaning the lesson 5, right in the beginning there is a dialogue between three people, Sa'id, Yasir, and Ali. Now, inshallah, I'll read through what each of the people say and explain its meaning in English, and just briefly, very briefly, just point out the grammatical rule at times. And then I'll read it again without any English, so you can just begin to listen to it and think about it and imagine it in the original Arabic without any English mixed with it. The dialogue begins with Sa'id, and I'm going to say Yaqulu Sa'id, meaning Sa'id says, and I'll say Yaqulu Yasir, meaning Yasir says. Yaqulu is fi'l mudari', meaning he says, whereas the past tense of that is qala, meaning he said. So I'll say yaqulu sa'id akitabu muhammadin hadha ya yasiru akitabu muhammadin hadha ya yasiru. In this sentence, what does it mean? It means it's exactly the same as saying ahadha kitabu muhammadin. Ahadha is this, a is for a question. هذا, this, is this كتاب محمد, book of Muhammad, يا ياسر, O ياسر. Notice from the rules here, كتاب محمد is مضاف مضاف إليه, meaning book of Muhammad, and here we said the first word has no al, and it has no تنوين, كتاب, and it's not الكتاب, and it's not كتاب either. So كتاب محمد, and the second word, which is called مضاف إليه, has كسرة. كتاب محمد. Now, since Muhammad has no al, you find Muhammadin with a tanween of kasra. أكتاب محمد هذا يا ياسر. And ياسر, normally it will be ياسر with a tanween, but when ya comes before it, the tanween drops, and instead of two dhamma, you have only one dhamma. So you say يا ياسر. أكتاب محمد هذا يا ياسر. Is this the book of Muhammad, O Yasir? يَقُولُ Yasir, Yasir replies, لَا هَذَا كِتَابُ حَامِدٍ. لَا, meaning no, هَذَا كِتَابُ حَامِدٍ. This is the book of Hamid, كِتَابُ حَامِدٍ. That's مُضَاف مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ again, كِتَابُ حَامِدٍ. يَقُولُ سَعِيدٍ, Sa'id says again, أَيْنَ كِتَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ. أين كتاب محمد؟ Where is the book of Muhammad؟ يقول ياسر هو على المكتب هناك. هو على المكتب هناك. هو is referring to كتاب محمد. كتاب of course is مذكر, it's masculine. So هو is the pronoun for a male person, he, or for a male object, it. أين كتاب محمد؟ هو على المكتب. It is on the desk. هناك. هناك, remember from the explanation of the درس الخامس from before, هناك means over there, far, pointing to over there as in far away. The opposite of هناك, if you recall, is هنا, meaning right here. هنا means here, and هناك means far away, over there. So ياسر says هو على المكتب هناك. يقول سعيد أين دفتر عمار؟ أين دفتر عمار؟ Where is the دفتر of عمار؟ Where is the exercise book of عمار؟ دفتر of course is exercise book. يقول ياسر هو على مكتب المدرس. هو على مكتب المدرس. The question was where is the دفتر of عمار؟ And the answer to that, the jawab to that is huwa, meaning it, as in the daftar, the exercise book. Huwa ala, meaning on, maktab al-mudarrisi. Maktab, desk, al-mudarris, teacher. Meaning it is on the desk of the teacher. Notice in this one, you have the mudaf, mudaf ilay, maktab al-mudarrisi. Maktab al-mudarrisi, meaning desk of the teacher. But before maktab al-mudarrisi comes ala, which is a harf al-jar, and ala makes the word after it end with a kasra. So maktab al-mudarrisi, which has maktabu with a dhamma u, it becomes maktabi, maktabil mudarrisi, because of ala before it. So you say huwa ala maktabi al-mudarrisi. Huwa ala maktabil mudarrisi. It is on the desk of مدرس. يقول سعيد. سعيد says قلم من هذا يا علي؟ قلم من هذا يا علي؟ This is like saying if it was قلم المدرس you would say قلم المدرس, but you don't know whose قلم it is. You don't know that it is قلم of المدرس. So, because you don't know and you're asking who, instead of al-mudarris, you put there man. Qalamu man, meaning pen of who. Qalamu man, pen of who. And that also, of course, is mudaf mudaf ilayh. But man, it, the ending of that word, it does not change. It always remains the same, whether it's mudaf ilayh or whatever it may be. So, qalamu man, hadha ya aliyu. This is like saying, hadha qalamu man, هذا قلم من. And of course يا علي, you can say it in the beginning of the sentence or the end. You can say يا علي قلم من هذا, or you can say قلم من هذا يا علي. The pen of who is this, Ali? يقول علي. علي says هذا قلم المدرس. هذا قلم المدرس. This is the pen of the teacher. قلم المدرس is again مضاف مضاف إليه. The مضاف, which is the first word, قلم, has no أل and no تنوين, no doubling of the أن sound. So قلم المدرس. المدرس, the second word, is مضاف إليه, the one being added to, and that has a كسرة. قلم المدرس, pen of the teacher. So علي says هذا قلم المدرس. This is the pen of the teacher. يقول سعيد. سعيد says again أين حقيبة المدرس؟ أين حقيبة المدرس؟ Where is the حقيبة؟ حقيبة is a bag. Where is the bag of the teacher? حقيبة المدرس. Where is the bag of the teacher? حقيبة المدرس. حقيبة, notice it's got a ta مربوطة, the circular ta at the end of it, and that makes it a feminine word in Arabic. حقيبة, the bag of مدرس. That is of course again مضاف مضاف إليه. So حقيبة المدرس. أين حقيبة المدرس؟ يقول علي. علي says هي تحت المكتب. هي تحت المكتب. هي, like earlier we said هو, هو is for Huwa is a pronoun for he or it for a masculine thing. Hiya is a pronoun for she or it for a feminine word. Haqibatu hiya is a feminine word, and we're speaking about where is the bag. Of course, the bag belongs to the teacher, but we're pointing and we're speaking about the haqiba, which is the bag. So, because haqibatun is a mu'annath, it's feminine, we reply to it by using the feminine pronoun she or it for a feminine, which is hiya. And so we say hiya tahta al-maktabi. Tahta al-maktabi, if you recall from the explanation of lesson 5 from the other recording before, tahta means underneath, and it is called a dharf. Dharf meaning a noun that describes the situation or position of one thing with relative to another thing. So haqi tahta is a noun of that is called a dharf, and it comes as a mudaf, and the word after it has a kasra. And tahta, of course, has a as a default, it has fatha and not kasra at the end. So you say here tahta al-maktabi. It, as in the haqiba, is under the desk. Here tahta al-maktabi. Now let's move on to the tamarin. In fact, before that, I'll go through the dialogue again as I had mentioned earlier, and this time I won't mention any English in between. I'll simply read it in Arabic so you can get used to listening to a whole Arabic conversation without any English translations in between. And the more you can listen to the Arabic in its original without translating, the better you can understand and learn and begin to think in Arabic directly instead of in English. The conversation that I just explained before goes like this. يقول سعيد أكتاب محمد هذا يا ياسر أكتاب محمد هذا يا ياسر يقول ياسر لا هذا كتاب حامد لا هذا كتاب حامد يقول سعيد أين كتاب محمد أين كتاب محمد؟ يقول ياسر هو على المكتب هناك هو على المكتب هناك يقول سعيد أين دفتر عمار؟ أين دفتر عمار؟ يقول ياسر هو على مكتب المدرس هو على مكتب المدرس أين دفتر عمار؟ هو على مكتب المدرس. يقول سعيد: قلم من هذا يا علي؟ قلم من هذا يا علي؟ يقول علي: هذا قلم المدرس. هذا قلم المدرس. يقول سعيد: أين حقيبة المدرس؟ أين حقيبة المدرس؟ يقول علي هي تحت المكتب هي تحت المكتب أين حقيبة المدرس هي تحت المكتب Now this whole dialogue I'll read it for one last time. أكتاب محمد هذا يا ياسر لا هذا كتاب حامد أين كتاب محمد هو على المكتب هناك أين دفتر عمار؟ هو على مكتب المدرس. قلم من هذا يا علي؟ هذا قلم المدرس. أين حقيبة المدرس؟ هي تحت المكتب. Now this passage that we just read, then the first of the تمارين, تمارين of course is exercises, the plural, the جمع, and the مفرد or singular of this plural is tamrin. Tamrin means an exercise. The first of the exercise relates to the passage that we just read. The question in the beginning of this exercise asks, the question in the beginning of this tamrin asks, Ajib anil as'ilati al-atiyati. Ajib means answer. Ajib is fi'il amr. It is an order. Ajib means answer. عن الأسئلة الآتية الأسئلة is the plural or جمع And the mufrad or singular of as'ila is su'al. Su'al meaning question. Al-atiyah meaning the one that is coming up. Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati meaning answer the following questions. As-su'al al-awwal, the first question, and this of course relates to the passage above. Aina kitabu Muhammadin? Aina kitabu Muhammadin? Where is the book of Muhammad? If you go back to the passage above and look in line number 3, it asks the same question. Aina kitabu Muhammadin? And the jawab of that, the answer of that is in the next line. Aina kitabu Muhammadin? Huwa ala al-maktabi hunaka. Huwa ala al-maktabi hunaka. The next sual, number 2. Aina kitabu Ammarin? Aina kitabu Ammarin? Notice there are no vowel signs on this in the sentences here. And we put in, because of mudaf, mudaf ilay, we put dhamma on kitabu. And in Ammarin, it's mudaf ilay, we put kasra. Aina kitabu Ammarin? That's the sual. And the jawab, if we go back to the passage again, look in line 5, it says, Aina daftaru Ammarin? Where is the exercise book of Ammar? And kitab and daftar, of course, you can use them interchangeably. Aina kitabu Ammarin? And jawab, Huwa ala maktabil mudarrisi. Huwa ala maktabil mudarrisi. And that's in line number 6 above. The next su'al, as-su'alu thalith, the third question, Aina haqibatu al-mudarrisi? Aina haqibatu al-mudarrisi? Where is the bag of the teacher? Aina haqibatu al-mudarrisi? يقول علي هي تحت المكتب. The reply, the jawab to that is, where is the حقيبة المدرس? الجواب هي تحت المكتب. هي تحت المكتب. It is under the desk. التمرين الثاني, the next exercise, the exercise number 2, asks us the following. أضف الكلمة الأولى إلى الثانية. Adif is fi'l amr, it's an order command verb again. Adif means add something to something else. So adif al-kalimat al-ula, al-kalima, the word, al-ula, the first. So add the first word, ila, remember the harf al-jar, ila meaning to, al-thaniya, meaning to the second. Add the first word to the second. This exercise gets the student to make mudaf mudaf ilayh out of the two words that are mentioned. Kitabun Muhammadun. Kitabu Muhammadin. Kitabu Muhammadin. Book of Muhammad. The book of Muhammad. Qalamun Hamidun. Adding the first to the second. Qalamu Hamidin. Qalamu Hamidin. Meaning the pen of Hamid. Baytun Abbasun. Baytun Abbasun. Baytu Abbasin. Baytu Abbasin. Baytu Abbasin means the house of Abbas. Baytu Abbasin, the house of Abbas. Ghurfatun Aliyun. If we combine the two, it becomes Ghurfatu Aliyin. Ghurfatu Aliyin. And that of course means Ghurfa of Ali, and Ghurfa is the room, meaning the room of Ali. Ghurfatu Aliyin, the room of Ali. The next one in the right hand column, Daftarun Sa'idun, meaning Daftar, exercise book of Sa'id. Daftaru Sa'idin. Daftaru Sa'idin. Next one, Mindilun Yasirun. Mindil is a handkerchief. Yasir, of course, name of a person. Mindilun Yasirun becomes Mindilu Yasirin. Mindilu Yasirin, meaning the Mindil of Yasir. Qamisun Ammarun becomes Qamisu Ammarin. Qamisu Ammarin, meaning the Qamis of Ammar, the shirt of Ammar. And the last one in the right-hand column, Sarirun Khalidun, becomes Sariru Khalidin. Sariru Khalidin, meaning the bed of Khalid. Going back to the top of the left hand column, Maktabun al-mudarrisu becomes maktabul mudarrisi, the desk of the teacher, maktabul mudarrisi. Because here the second word al-mudarris has a al, therefore you will only have one kasra, al-mudarrisi. Miftahun al-baytu becomes miftahul bayti, miftahul bayti, the key of the house, miftahul bayti. Dukkanun al-tajiru becomes dukkanu at-tajiri, dukkanu at-tajiri or dukkanu at-tajiri, meaning the shop of the businessman. Baytun al-muhandisu, baytul muhandisi, baytul muhandisi, meaning the house of the engineer. Ismun al-waladu, ismul waladi, ismul waladi, meaning the name, ism is the name. Ismu al-waladi means the name of the boy. Ismu al-waladi, the name of the boy. Kitabun, Allah, kitabun, Allah, becomes kitabullahi, kitabullahi. Kitab is the book, meaning kitabullahi means the book of Allah. Kitabullahi, book of Allah. And the sentence we normally say, al-Qur'anu, al-Qur'anu, kitabullahi. Al-Qur'anu kitabullahi, meaning the Qur'an is the book of Allah. Bintun at-tabibu, bintun at-tabibu. Bintun is a girl or a daughter. At-tabib is a doctor. So bintun at-tabibu becomes bintu at-tabibi. Bintu at-tabibi, meaning the daughter of the doctor. Bintu at-tabibi. Miftahun as-sayyaratu, you would combine that into a mudaf and mudaf ilay form. Miftahun as-sayyaratu becomes miftahu as-sayyarati, miftahu as-sayyarati, miftahu as-sayyarati, meaning the key of the car. At-tamrinu thalith, exercise number 3, it asks the student to do the following. It says iqra', meaning read. Iqra' waktub. Wa is and. Uktub means write. Iqra' waktub, read and write. Ma'a means with, along with. Iqra' waktub ma'a dabti awakhir al-kalimat. Awakhir is the plural of akhir, and akhir means endings. And al-kalimat is words. Iqra' waktub ma'a dabti awakhir al-kalimat, meaning read and write by specifying the endings of the word. Babu al-madrasati, babu al-madrasati, notice it's a mudaf mudaf ilayh again. Babu al-madrasati, himaru al-rajuli, baytu hamidin, baytu hamidin, sayyaratu al-mudiri, mindilu ammarin, ismu al-talibi, baytu allahi, fi kitabillahi. Notice in fi kitabillahi, normally it would be kitabullahi, kitabullahi with a dhamma on kitab. But because there's a harf al-jar fi before kitab, any word after the harf al-jar has a kasra in the end. So kitabu becomes fi kitabi. So we say fi kitabillahi, in the book of Allah. The same thing in the next two words, harf al-jar, and then comes a noun which takes a kasra. Min baytil mudarrisi, min baytil mudarrisi, from the house of the teacher. Ala maktabil mudiri, ala maktabil mudiri, means on the desk of the principal. I'll read these again. Babul madrasati, babul madrasati, the door to the school. Himaru al-rajuli, the donkey of the man. Baytu hamidin, the house of Hamid. Sayyaratu al-mudiri, the car of the principal. Mindilu ammarin, the handkerchief of Ammar. Ismu al-talibi, the name of the student. Baytu Allahi, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi kitabillahi, in the book of Allah. Min bayti al-mudarrisi, from the house of the teacher. Ala maktabil mudiri, on the desk of the principal. التمرين الرابع, exercise number four, أين بيت المدرس؟ It says اقرأ, meaning read. The point of all of this is for you, the student, to get used to reading all of this. أين بيت المدرس؟ هو بعيد. أين بيت المدرس؟ هو بعيد. Where is the house of the teacher? أين بيت المدرس؟ Where is the house of the teacher? هو بعيد. It is far. أين بيت المدرس؟ هو بعيد. القرآن كتاب الله. The Quran is the book of Allah. القرآن is مبتدا and the خبر is كتاب الله. اسم مضاف مضاف إليه كتاب الله. الكعبة بيت الله. الكعبة بيت الله. Meaning the Kaaba is the house of Allah. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. خرج المدرس من غرفة المدير. Notice here, خرج is فعل ماضي. It's a past tense verb. So المدرس, the name, the noun اسم that comes after the فعل الماضي, after the past tense verb, the noun that comes after it, it is the one who is the doer of the action of the noun before. So المدرس is the one who did the action of خرج. خرج is to go out, and المدرس is the one who did the action. He is the فاعل. الفاعل meaning the doer of the action. So خرج المدرس, the doer of the action, that noun finishes with a dhamma. So we say خرج المدرس من غرفة المدير. غرفة المدير. We said غرفتي. غرفة المدير is مضاف مضاف إليه, but because before غرفة is من حرف الجر, so it becomes غرفتي. من غرفة المدير. خرج المدرس من غرفة المدير. هذا بيت حامد. هذا بيت حامد. وذلك بيت خالد. هذا بيت حامد. وذلك بيت خالد. هذا بيت حامد means this is the house of Hamid. وذلك meaning and that بيت خالد is the house of Khalid. ابن عمار طالب. The son of عمار is a طالب, student. ابن عمار طالب. وابن ياسر تاجر. And the son of Yasir is a tajir, a businessman. Ibn, of course, means the son. Ibn Ammarin talibun, wabn Yasirin tajirun. Baytul mudarrisi ba'idun. Baytul mudarrisi ba'idun, wa baytul tajiri qareebun. Baytul mudarrisi means the house of the teacher. Ba'idun, meaning is far away. Baytul mudarrisi ba'idun, wa baytul tajiri qareebun. And the house of the businessman is قريب, is close, near. بيت المدرس بعيد وبيت التاجر قريب. هذا مفتاح السيارة. هذا مفتاح السيارة, meaning this is the key to the car. مفتاح السيارة, key to the key of the car. هذا مفتاح السيارة, this is the key of the car. أين مفتاح البيت, where is the مفتاح البيت. مفتاح البيت meaning the key of the house. من أنت يا ولد؟ من أنت يا ولد؟ من who أنت you? Who are you يا ولد؟ A boy. Who are you a boy? أنا ابن عباس. أنا means I. ابن son of عباس. I am the son of عباس. أنا ابن عباس. من أنت يا ولد؟ أنا ابن عباس. وابن من هو؟ Were and ابن son, من means who, and the son of whom, هو is he. وابن من هو, هو ابن خالد. هو ابن خالد, he is the son of خالد. أين مسجد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أين, where, مسجد رسول الله. Notice Rasulullah is the mudaf mudafila we've done before. Rasulullah meaning the messenger of Allah, Rasulullah. But the word Rasul itself has a mudaf before it, which is masjid. So messenger of Allah has a mudaf before it, which is masjid, meaning the masjid of the messenger of Allah. The masjid of the messenger of Allah. Masjidu Rasuli Allahi. Rasuli has a kasra because there is a mudaf before it, masjidu. So Rasuli being mudaf ilay to masjidu will have a kasra. Masjidu Rasulillahi. And Rasul is mudaf and Allah, lafzul jalala, is kasra, which is mudaf ilay and has kasra. Aina masjidu Rasulillahi? Where is the masjid of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Huwa fil madinatil munawwarati. Huwa fil madinatil munawwarati. Huwa meaning it, a masculine it, meaning it's referring to the masjid. Meaning huwa as in masjid, fi in, the masjid is in, huwa fi al madinatil munawwarati. It is in al madina al munawwara. Al madina in Arabic, al madinatu is name of a city. Sorry, al madinatu in Arabic means the city. Al madinatu means the city, and also the city of the Prophet ﷺ is itself called al madinatu, the city. Now, as we did in the last recording for lesson 5, in the explanation of the principles, this is a sifa and mawsuf, an adjective and a word being described. So al-madina is called al-mawsuf, it is the word that is being described, and al-munawwara is the sifa or adjective. And as we said, the sifa or adjective should be like the word that it is describing. It should resemble it in three things. It should resemble it in having a al or not having al, and here it is al Madina al Munawwara. And it should also resemble it, secondly, in having a masculine, it being masculine or being feminine. So al Madinatu has a ta at the end, therefore the adjective sifa al Munawwara has a ta at the end as well. And the third thing the sifa, the adjective, should resemble the mawsuf in is they should both end with the same sign. So al-madina, and because there's a fi before it, so it's fi al-madinati, has a kasra at the end. Fi al-madinati, so the adjective, the sifa, will also have a kasra at the end. So we say fi al-madinati al-munawwarati. Huwa fi al-madinati al-munawwarati. It is in the Madina Munawwara. Al-munawwara means something that is lightened, lighted up or enlightened, meaning the enlightened city. أين مسجد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو في المدينة المنورة بنت حامد في المدرسة بنت حامد the daughter of حامد في المدرسة is in the school المدرسة is a school وبنت محمد and the daughter of محمد في الجامعة is in the university. Notice the two مضاف إليه بنت حامد and بنت محمد. So بنت حامد في المدرسة وبنت محمد في الجامعة. اسم المدرس سعيد. اسم is name. اسم المدرس مضاف إليه the name of the teacher. اسم المدرس سعيد. The name of the teacher is سعيد. واسم المهندس. واسم المهندس and the name of the مهندس, the engineer, خالد. And the name of the مهندس, the engineer, is خالد. اسم المدرس سعيد واسم المهندس خالد. عم الطالب غني. عم means عم is an uncle from the father's side. عم is the uncle from the father's side, meaning the father's older or younger brother. عم الطالب meaning the uncle of the student. عم الطالب مضاف and مضاف إليه. عم الطالب غني. غني means rich. So the uncle of the student is غني, is rich. عم الطالب غني. باب المسجد مفتوح. باب المسجد مفتوح. باب المسجد, the door to the door of the masjid. The door of the mosque. باب المسجد, the door of the masjid, مفتوح, is open. باب المسجد مفتوح وباب المدرسة مغلق. And the door of the school is مغلق. مغلق means shut, closed. باب المسجد مفتوح وباب المدرسة مغلق. Now notice here, we are talking about the bab. The fact that the first bab is the bab of masjid and the second one is bab of al-madrasa, that's irrelevant. That's not the most important thing here. The important thing is we're speaking about the bab, and bab is mudhakkar, it is masculine. Therefore, the khabar maftuhun is masculine mudhakkar as well. And it's not mu'annath, it's not feminine. Had it been feminine, it would have been maftuhatun, maftuhatun. But here, babun does not have a ta marbuta at the end. Therefore, maftuhun also is masculine and does not have the feminine ta, the circular ta at the end. And likewise with babul madrasati, we're speaking about the bab and not the madrasa. What is the thing that is closed and shut? It is actually the bab. So bab is mudhakkar, it is masculine. Therefore, mughlaqun is also kept as masculine, and we don't add a circular ta marbuta at the end, making it mughlaqatun. Instead, we keep it as a masculine, mughlaqun. So we say babul masjidi maftuhun, babul masjidi maftuhun, wa babul madrasati mughlaqun. Khalu hamidin faqirun. Khal, remember we said ammun. Ammun is the uncle on the father's side. Here, khalun. Khalun is the uncle on the mother's side, meaning the mother's brother, younger or older brother. Khalun is the mum's brother. Khalu hamidin, meaning the uncle of Hamid. Khalu hamidin, uncle of Hamid. Faqirun. Faqirun is the opposite of ghaniyun. Faqirun means the poor. Khalu hamidin faqirun, meaning the uncle of Hamid is poor. سيارة عباس, the car of Abbas. These are all مضاف and مضاف إليه in all of these different jumla, in all of these different sentences. سيارة عباس في الشارع. الشارع means a street. الشارع is a street or a road. سيارة عباس, the car of Abbas, في is in الشارع, the road. The car of Abbas is in the road or on the road. سيارة عباس في الشارع. ابن من أنت؟ ابن من أنت؟ The son of who? ابن من, son of who? مضاف مضاف إليه. ابن من, son of who? أنت, you. The son of who are you? ابن من أنت؟ الجواب, the answer. أنا ابن المدرس. أنا ابن المدرس, meaning I am the son of the teacher. I am the son of the teacher. أنا ابن المدرس. أين الكلب؟ أين الكلب؟ أين, where, الكلب, the dog. Where is the dog? هو تحت السيارة. هو تحت السيارة. It is underneath the car. تحت, remember, is underneath, and the word after it has a كسرة. هو تحت السيارة. أين الكلب؟ Where is the dog? هو تحت السيارة. It is under the car. And كلب is masculine, مذكر. The word is مذكر, masculine. Therefore, we use the masculine pronoun هو. أين الكلب؟ هو تحت السيارة. Now we move on to التمرين الخامس. الخامس, تمرين الخامس, meaning the fifth exercise. And the fifth exercise asks us to do the following. It says كوّن, and كوّن is فعل أمر again, meaning an order verb. كوّن means form or make or construct. Form or make. كوّن جملا مفيدة. جمل is plural, جمع. And what is its singular or مفرد? The مفرد of جمل is جملة. جملة. جملة means a sentence. كوّن جملا, make or form sentences, mufidatan, useful, make useful sentences. Notice mufidatan is the sifa, it is the adjective of jumalan. So here we're saying useful sentences. Kawwin jumalan mufidatan bimil'i, by filling al-faragh, the blank, fima yali, in that which follows. So form useful sentences by adding in the, by filling in the blank in that which follows. The first question, the answer to it would be, the Al-faragh meaning blank, al-bayti, mughlaqun. So there is a blank and the word after is al-bayti. And then it says mughlaqun. So notice it's al-bayti with the kasra. That means the word before it must be something that made al-bayti have a kasra. What could it be? Usually you would think it would be a mudaf. So something of the house is mughlaqun, is shut. And the answer, the door of the house is shut. Babul bayti mughlaqun. Babul bayti mughlaqun. The next one. Aina al-faraag as-sayyarati. Aina, where? And then there's a blank. And as-sayyarati. Now, as-sayyarati, the car having a kasra. As-sayyarati. So here we're talking about where is something of the car. The suitable answer would be the key, al-miftah. So we say, ayna miftahu sayyarati. Ayna miftahu sayyarati. Next one, Muhammadun rasulu al-faragh. Muhammadun rasulu, and then there's a blank. What would it be? Muhammadun rasulullahi. Muhammadun Rasulullahi, meaning Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Muhammadun Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one after it in Arabic, you would say alladhi ba'dahu. Alladhi means the one which, ba'da means after, who meaning it. Alladhi ba'dahu meaning the one after it. So alladhi ba'dahu meaning the su'al, as-su'al meaning the question, as-su'al alladhi ba'dahu, the question that is after it. Al-faragh at-tabibi ba'idun. The blank at-tabibi ba'idun. Something of tabib is ba'id because it's at-tabibi with a kasra, so something, a word before it must have made at-tabibu become at-tabibi. So what could that mudaf be? Something of tabibi is ba'idun, is far. The answer, the house. You could say the house. Baytu at-tabibi ba'idun. Baytu at-tabibi ba'idun. Meaning the house of the doctor is ba'id, is far. Baytu at-tabibi ba'idun. As-su'al alladhi ba'dahu. Al-Qur'anu kitabullahi. Al-Qur'anu kitabullahi. The Qur'an is kitabullah, is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-su'al alladhi ba'dahu. Khadijatu faragh hamid. Khadija, space, and hamid. So meaning Khadija is something of hamid. We can say Khadijatu bintu hamidin. Khadijatu bintu hamidin. Khadija is the daughter of hamid. And notice Khadija, we say Khadijatu and not Khadijatun because the female person's name has no tanween. It has only one sign. Khadijatu bintu Hamidin. You can also say Khadijatu Ummu Hamidin. Khadija is mother of Hamid. Or you can say Khadijatu Zawjatu Hamidin. Zawjatu meaning wife. Khadija is the wife of Hamid. Or you can say Ukhtu. Ukhtu meaning sister. Khadijatu Ukhtu Hamidin. As-su'al alladhi ba'dahu. Ana al-faragh al-mudarrisi. Ana blank al-mudarrisi. You can say ana ibnu al-mudarrisi. Ana ibnu al-mudarrisi. Or you can say ana bintu al-mudarrisi. Ana bintu al-mudarrisi. I am the daughter of the teacher. Ana ibnu al-mudarrisi. I am the son of the teacher. Or you can say ana walidu al-mudarrisi. I am the father of the teacher. Ana walidu al-mudarrisi. Or you can even say ana أخو المدرسي. I am the brother of the teacher. أنا أخو المدرسي. And so on. السؤال الذي بعده. Blank الطالبي مكسور. مكسور means broken. So something of the student is broken. We can say قلم الطالبي مكسور. قلم الطالبي مكسور. The pen of the teacher is مكسور, is broken. Or you can say kursiyu at-talibi maksurun. The chair of the student is broken. Kursiyu at-talibi maksurun. And so on. As-su'alu alladhi ba'dahu. Babu الفراغ مفتوح. The door of something is مفتوح, is open. So you can say باب البيت مفتوح. باب البيت مفتوح. The door of the house is open. Or you can say باب المسجد مفتوح. باب المسجد مفتوح. The door of the mosque is open. Or you can even say باب المدرسة مفتوح. باب المدرسة مفتوح. The door of the school is open. المدرسة meaning school. باب المدرسة مفتوح. You can also say باب الدكان. The door of the shop. باب الدكان مفتوح. And so on. The last one. خرج المدرس من الفراغ المدير. So خرج is فعل ماضي, it's a verb. So المدرس after it would have to be the doer of the action, the فاعل. Therefore it ends with a dhamma. So you say خرج المدرس من, and then something المدير. So the teacher went out from something of المدير. So the possible answers for this مضاف, it would be خرج المدرس من بيت المدير, from the house of the principal. خرج المدرس من بيت المدير. Alternatively, you can also say خرج المدرس من مكتب المدير. The teacher went out from. مكتب can mean desk and it can also mean office. Here it would mean office. خرج المدرس من مكتب المدير. The teacher went out from the office of the principal. You can also say خرج المدرس من سيارة المدير. خرج المدرس من سيارة المدير. سيارة المدير meaning the car of the teacher. The car of the principal. The teacher went out of the car of the principal. خرج المدرس من سيارة المدير. The next تمرين, التمرين السادس, تمرين number 6, asks us to do صحح التركيبات التالية. صحح is فعل أمر again and a verb commanding to do something, and صحح means to correct. To correct التركيبات meaning the constructions, التالية the following. Correct the following constructions. The first one, the wrong version that is written is القلم الطالبي. القلم الطالبي. What would the correct version be? الطالبي is the مضاف إليه and القلم is the مضاف, but the مضاف has no أل. It should not have an أل. So we would say قلم الطالبي. The correct answer would be قلم الطالبي. The one below it, بنت حامد. بنت حامد. That's of course not correct, because بنت حامد. بنت daughter, حامد. Okay, meaning this can possibly mean the daughter of Hamid. Daughter of Hamid means Hamid is مضاف إليه and it should have a كسرة and not Dhamma the way it's written here. So you would say بنت حامدين. بنت حامدين. The one after it, اسم الولد. اسم الولد. Now that can't be right. اسم means the name and الاسم means name, and الولد meaning the boy. So name of the boy, الولد is مضاف إليه and it should have a كسرة, not فتحة. So the correct answer would be اسم الولد. اسم الولد. اسم الولد. The next one, باب السيارة. باب السيارة. Door of the house. Sorry, door of the car. But the car is مضاف إليه and should have كسرة, whereas here they put a ضمّة. So that's what we need to correct in this question. It should be, the correct answer would be الجواب الصحيح. الجواب means the answer. الصحيح means the correct. So الجواب الصحيح, the correct answer is باب السيارة. باب السيارة. الرسول الله. الرسول الله. We're trying to say here messenger of Allah, the messenger of Allah. So the مضاف, the messenger مضاف, مضاف cannot have ال. Therefore the mistake here is الرسول has أل in it, so we remove that and الجواب الصحيح, the correct answer would be رسول الله. رسول الله, the messenger of Allah. The last one, ابن المدرسي. Ibn al-Mudarrisi, the son of the teacher. Al-Mudarrisi with the kasra mudaf ilayh is correct, but Ibn has no sign on it. So we need to fix the mudaf, the first word, and put on it a dhamma. So the answer would be Ibnu al-Mudarrisi, Ibnu al-Mudarrisi. At-Tamreen al-Sabi', exercise number 7, the next one. It gives you a few examples in the beginning, and this is the usage of harf al-nida, meaning calling out someone by saying O or Ya. And the four examples are Muhammadun, Ya Muhammadu. So Muhammadun with a tanween at the end, the two dhamma becomes Ya Muhammadu. Just one dhamma, no two dhamma. Muhammadun, Ya Muhammadu. Ustadun, Ya Ustadu. Ustadun, Ya Ustadu. Khalidun, Ya Khalidu. Khalidun, Ya Khalidu. Waladun, Ya Waladu. And so on. So below that it says اقرأ واكتب, read and write, مع ضبط أواخر الكلمات, by specifying the endings of the words. So the correct answers to these would be يَا عَلِيُّ, يَا عَلِيُّ. Now عَلِيٌّ with a tanween, when you put a يَا before it, the tanween goes and you only have one dhamma, يَا عَلِيُّ. Likewise يَا عَبَّاسُ, يَا عَبَّاسُ. The next one after that, Shaykhun, Shaykhun. There's no ya, so you have the tanween Shaykhun. But the one after has a ya, so you remove the tanween and you say Ya Shaykhu, Ya Shaykhu. And the one after, Ya Rajulu, Ya Rajulu. And the one after, Ya Sirun, Ya Sirun. And the one after that, Ya Ammaru, Ya Ammaru. And the next one, Dukturun, Dukturun. And the last one has Ya before Duktur, so you drop the tanween and you only have one Dhamma and you say Ya Dukturu, Ya Dukturu. At-Tamreen al-Thamin, the 8th exercise, asks us the following. It says Iqra', read, al-Mithal al-Ati, the following example. Al-Mithal means example. Read the following example. Thumma, then, kawwin, kawwin means form. As'ilatan, form answers, sorry, as'ilatan is questions. Mithlahu, mithlahu meaning like it. It's saying read the exam, read the following example, then form questions like it, like the example. Mushiran, mushiran means pointing. Ila, to. As-suwar al-taliya, to the following pictures or images or drawings. Kitabu man hadha, the first picture is of a book and it's asking you to make question of the form. Kitabu man hadha, meaning the book of who is this. Kitabu man hadha. A just for interest sake, a suitable answer would for that would be hadha kitabul mudarrisi, hadha kitabul waladi, hadha kitabul rajuli, or hadha kitabul mudiri, or hadha kitabu al walidi, and so on. The picture after it, the surah after it, surah meaning picture, is of a qalam, of a pen. So the question would be qalamu man hadha, qalamu man hadha, qalamu man hadha, pen of whom is this? And the jawab could be one of the following: hadha qalamul ustadhi, hadha qalamul mudarrisi, hadha qalamul talibi, hadha qalamu muhammadin, hadha qalamu aliyin, and so on. The surah after that is of a qamis, a shirt. So the question we make of it, qamisu man hadha, qamisu man hadha, the shirt of who is this? A possible jawab, hadha qamisu al-waladi, hadha qamisu al-talibi, and so on. Next surah is of a house, baytun. The question you can make from it, baytu man hadha, the house of whom is this? Baytu man hadha. And the answer could be hadha baytu al-imami, hadha baytu al-imami, hadha baytu al-waladi, hadha baytu al-talibi, hadha baytu al-tajiri, and so on. The next surah is that of a bed or a sarir, and the question you'd make would be sariru man hadha, sariru man hadha, the bed of whom is this? And the possible answer to Sariru man hadha could be hadha Sariru al-waladi, hadha Sariru al-rajuli, hadha Sariru al-walidi, and so on. So just these questions, reading them again. Kitabu man hadha, qalamu man hadha, qamisu man hadha, baytu man hadha, sariru man hadha, and so on. At-tamrin al-tasi', the ninth exercise, the very last one in this lesson, in Ad-Dars al-Khamis, the very last exercise is showing us Hamzatul Wasl. And Hamzatul Wasl, I explained that earlier in the recording before this, to do with the principles of lesson 5. So if you haven't come across it, then go back and listen to that to get an explanation in detail about what Hamzatul Wasl is. Just in summary, Hamzatul Wasl is a alif that comes in the beginning of a word and the second letter of that word has a sukun. So if there's no word before this, an example of word is ismun. The first letter is Hamzatul Wasl, ismun, e, and the second letter, sin, has a sukun. So if there's no word before ismun, then you pronounce the Hamzatul Wasl, ismun. But if there is a word before it, then you drop Hamzatul Wasl and you join the word before to the sin and sukun on this word. So you would say wa ismu becomes wasmu, wasmu. Exactly the same is also the word ibn, meaning the son. So the examples read ismu al-waladi Muhammadun wa wasmu al-binti Zainabu. The name of the boy is Muhammad and the name of the girl is Zainab. Ismu al-waladi Muhammadun wasmu al-binti Zainabu. Next one, ismu al-mudarrisi Hamidun. The name of the teacher is Hamid. Masmu al-mudiri. What is the name of the principal? Ma ismu al-mudiri. Masmu al-mudiri. Ismu al-mudiri is of course mudaf mudaf ilayh. Ibn Khalidin fil madrasati. The son of Khalid is in the school. Ibn Khalidin fil madrasati. Wabn Hamidin fil jami'ati. And the son of Hamid is in the university. Notice the signs. Ibn Hamidin is mudaf mudaf ilayh. Fi is harful jar. Therefore, the word after al-jami'a will end with a kasra. Ibn Khalidin fil madrasati. Wabn Hamidin fil jami'ati. Ibn al-mudarrisi fil fasli. أين ابن المدير؟ ابن المدرس في الفصل أين ابن المدير؟ أين ابن المدير؟ The son of the teacher is in the classroom. Where is the son of the principal? اقرأ ما يلي. Read that which follows. مراعياً. Taking care of قواعد نطق همزة الوصل. Taking care of the principles of pronouncing the همزة الوصل. The first is ابن محمد في العراق ابن محمد في العراق وابن حامد في الهند ابن محمد في العراق وابن حامد في الهند خرج ابن الطبيب من البيت خرج ابن الطبيب من البيت. Notice ابن has a dhamma because that's the doer of the action خرج. خرج ابن. خرج ابن. And ابن الطبيب is مضاف مضاف له. ابن الطبيب. And after من, البيت has a كسرة. خرج ابن الطبيب من البيت. خرج ابن الطبيب من البيت. الذي بعده, the one after it. ذهب ابن التاجر إلى السوق. ذهب ابن التاجر إلى السوق. ابن التاجر is مضاف مضاف له. And ابن has a dhamma because it is the doer, the fa'il, the doer of the action of ذهب. ذهب means he went, and ابن is the one who went, so it has a dhamma. ذهب ابن التاجر إلى السوق. So putting it together, ذهب ابن التاجر إلى السوق. The son of the businessman went to the market. السوق is a market. اسم المهندس فيصل. The name of the engineer is فيصل. واسم الطبيب مسعود. And the name of the doctor is مسعود. اسم المهندس فيصل واسم الطبيب مسعود. ما اسم الرجل؟ ما اسم الرجل. But before اسم is ما, so you drop the e and you just join the ما to the scene with the سكون. So you say ما اسم. ما اسم الرجل. What is the name of the man? ما اسم الرجل. The last one, ابن من أنت. ibn man anta, son of whom are you? Ana ibnul waziri, ana, I, ibnul waziri, mudaf mudaf ilayh, ibnul waziri, the son of, al waziri is the minister, I am the son of the minister. Ana ibnul waziri, ibn man anta, ana ibnul waziri, I am the son of the minister. Lastly, in the textbook you would find a list of al-kalimat al-jadidah, meaning the new words that were introduced in this lesson 5. Now, as I had recommended earlier, it's best for you to make a vocabulary book and keep adding the new words in that vocabulary book. Split up the vocabulary books into 28 sections with 28 letters, and put the new word as it comes into that section, so that you can from time to time revise the words in the vocabulary book, and as you revise them, make a sentence, an example sentence of each of the word you come across. So the new words in this lesson 5 are ar-rasulu, meaning the messenger, al-ka'batu, of course is the Kaaba, the house of Allah in Mecca, al-ismu, the name, al-ibnu, the son, al-ammu, the uncle on the father's side, al-khalu, the uncle on the mother's side, the paternal and maternal uncles, al-haqibatu is the bag, al-sayyaratu, the car, al-shari'u is the street, mughlaqun means close or shut, tahta means underneath, hunaka means over there, al-muhandisu means the engineer. Now the way, if you had this in your vocabulary book, you would put each of this in a sentence as you revise these words and their meaning. So the way I would do it would be as follows. Going back to the first of the word in the list, ar-rasulu, put it into a sentence. You say Muhammadun Rasulullahi. Muhammadun Rasulullahi. Al-Ka'batu, you would say Al-Ka'batu Baytullahi. Al-Ka'batu Baytullahi. Al-Ismu, al-ismu, you could make so many sentences with it, and you could say ismu al-mudarrisi Muhammadun, and so on. Al-ibnu, again, ibnu al-mudarrisi talibun. Ibnu al-mudarrisi talibun. The son of the teacher is a student. Ibnu al-mudarrisi talibun. Al-ammu, you could make a word with that, a jumla, saying ammu al-talibi طويلٌ وعمُّ الطالبِ طويلٌ, meaning the uncle of the student is tall. وعمُّ الطالبِ فقيرٌ وعمُّ الطالبِ طبيبٌ. Likewise with الخالُ, you could say خالُ المدرسِ مهندسٌ. خالُ المدرسِ, meaning the uncle of the teacher, is مهندسٌ, an engineer. الحقيبةُ, a sentence with that be. Al-haqibatu jadidatun, meaning the bag is new. Al-haqibatu jadidatun. Or you can say al-qalamu fil-haqibati. Al-qalamu fil-haqibati. And you can say al-haqibatu fil-sayyarati. Al-haqibatu fil-sayyarati. Or al-haqibatu ala al-maktabi. And so on. The word after it, as-sayyaratu, we just made a sentence, al-haqibatu fi-sayyarati, or as-sayyaratu fi-shari'i. And that's the next word, as-shari'u. You can say ar-rajulu fi-shari'i, al-haqibatu fi-shari'i, or al-baytu fi-shari'i, or ad-dukkanu fi-shari'i, and so on. Mughlaqun, again you can say ad-dukkanu mughlaqun, ad-dukkanu mughlaqun. Tahta, a sentence, a jumla with that would be al-haqibatu tahta al-maktabi. Al-haqibatu tahta al-maktabi. Likewise, al-baytu tahta al-qamari. Al-baytu tahta al-qamari. And you can also say al-qamaru tahta al-shamsi. The moon is under the sun. Hunaka, meaning over there. So you can, the sentence you'd make out of that be, someone asks you, ayna baytu al-mudarrisi? أين بيت المدرسي? You say بيت المدرسي هناك, pointing to over there far away. بيت المدرسي هناك. Last word, المهندس, the engineer. A sentence with that, you could say خال المدرسي مهندس, meaning the uncle of the teacher is مهندس. And the very last thing in this lesson that it mentions there just sums up the most important rule we've learnt in الدرس الخامس, in lesson number 5, and that's سيارة المدرسي, سيارة المدرسي, the car of the teacher. And the point it's making here is سَيَّارَةٌ is called مُضَاف. سَيَّارَةٌ is called مُضَافٌ. مُضَاف means an addition. And الْمُدَرِّسِ is called مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ. It's called مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ, meaning added to it. So سَيَّارَةُ الْمُدَرِّسِ, سَيَّارَةُ is مُضَاف, and الْمُدَرِّسِ is مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ. And this is the most important principle in this lesson, and you would do well to now make as many sentences as you can out of that from time to time, especially opening up your vocabulary book of the type of مُضَاف, مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ, or other types as well, just to make it a second nature to you, because this is something that is very commonly used in the Arabic language.